Next item on the agenda is Rappahannock Associates LLC, 10-0297. Mr. Chip Nykirk.
Rappahannock Associates is requesting authorization to install a 238-foot-long floating concrete pier with 9 wet slips at the channelward end of an existing pier, construct 351 linear feet of replacement vinyl bulkhead, and also replace 351 linear feet of timber walkway landward of the bulkhead, and finally to dredge 370 cubic yards of sebaqueous material to provide depths of minus 6 feet adjacent to the Port Urbana Yachting Center located on Urbana Creek in the town of Urbana. Project is protested by the owners of the adjacent marina. Project is located here along Urbana Creek in the town of Urbana in Middlesex County. For reference, this is the Route 3 Bridge, Norris Bridge, Stingray Point down here, Urbana, Rappahannock River. Topographic map. Project is located along the west side of the creek. The existing boathouse is depicted on the quad sheet. It's the Urbana Creek Bridge. 2009 aerial photograph. Development along the creek includes a mixture of residential and commercial properties. The shoreline in the immediate vicinity of the project is primarily commercial. The Urbana Yachting Center Marina is located to the south, this area. There's also a commercial pier on the north side of the marina. This is the Port Urbana facility here, and this is the pier that is to be extended. A bit closer view of that. Pier is to be extended out in this direction. This is the bulkhead area. Be replaced, walkway landward of that, and a small amount of dredging channelward of the bulkhead. The marina currently has 44 slips enclosed within existing boathouses. Also has 3 open slips. There's a travel lift located at the head of this canal cove. There's a pump out station, service yard, boat storage areas. There's also a restaurant located at the head of the waterway. Around here. The applicant proposes to install a concrete floating pier with 9 wet slips extending from the channelward end of the existing boathouse. Also replace the bulkhead. The dredged material is proposed to be dewatered on site at a location here and also just off the screen over here. Dredged material is proposed to be dewatered and then trucked to an existing containment area that the applicant owns in Deltaville. This is an image off of their website. I thought it helped show things pretty well. This is the boathouse. Extension would come off in this direction. Travel lift facility back in here. And again, this is where the bulkhead and dredging would take place. It's a plan view drawing. Dredging area is highlighted in orange. The yellow is the proposed bulkhead and walkway replacement. The pier addition is off of here. I've got more details of that soon. This is a representation of a pier that's been approved at the Urbana Yachting Center, along with a significant renovation of that facility. It's not been constructed yet. This is a detail of the plan view addition. The proposed angled pierhead addition consists of 238-foot-long concrete floating pier with finger piers and mooring poles to provide 9 new wet slips. The most channelward portion of the pier would extend approximately 100 feet channelward of the southeast corner of the existing boathouse. It would also provide approximately 100 feet of clearance between the yet-to-be-constructed pier on the adjacent of the adjacent marina and the corner of that pier. Cross-section of the floating pier. The it has a concrete deck, integrated conduit for power and water supply. The main pier would be 8 feet wide, and the finger piers are proposed to be 4 feet wide. This is a detailed plan view of the bulkhead and walkway replacement. walkway will go from 8 feet to 10 feet as proposed. Ground shot of the existing bulkhead and walkway, that's the restaurant in the background. I've turned to my left, and we're looking at the travel lift facility, and the restaurant is on the right-hand side of the screen. Cross-sectional drawing of the proposed replacement bulkhead. It's proposed to be aligned 2 feet channeled of the existing bulkhead with new fender piles proposed to be replaced on the channeled side of that bulkhead. They do typically have boats laying up against this bulkhead, both awaiting work in the travel lift, and I think they have some temporary moorage along there. Plan view of the areas to be dredged. This area would all go to minus 6 feet. This area, which is north of this pier, is actually not north, kind of south of the pier, screen's turned, but this area here is to go to minus 4 feet and is within the one of the existing boathouses. In yellow are the two dewatering sites. Typical cross sections of the areas to be dredged. This is how they plan to contain the material. Got basically a jersey barrier and staked straw bales at one of the sites, and the other is just the staked straw bales. And again, the material will be dewatered on site and trucked to a permanent containment area. This was the vicinity map that was included showing the disposal site, which is at a another marina that the applicant owns down on Brock Creek. It's an aerial photo taken this summer. Again, this is all the Urbana, or Port Urbana facility, all along here, around here. This smaller, shorter boathouse is part of the Urbana Yachting Center. They are opposed to the project, and that facility continues on off the screen. Project is protested by Potomac Timber Investment. They own the adjacent Urbana Yachting Center Marina. They state they are concerned with the impact of the proposed expansion on navigation by boats accessing their facilities, as well as the other boathouses, travel lift, and restaurant located northwest of the proposed pier extension. They also state they have environmental concerns regarding the impact of the proposed dredging on Urbana Creek. Another area looking generally towards the east. And this is the subject boathouse. Pier extension will come off this way. There is a pier approved to extend out in this direction. I do have a copy of their permit drawings that'll help put everything into perspective. And the protestants, the Urbana Yachting Center Marina, own from here on around.
Chip, you may want to advise them for the record that that picture is a reflection that you see. The top is a reflection off the airplane wing. That's not an addition to the creek. That's the wing tip there.
Yes, it is. It does look tighter than it is. In their report dated September 15th, VIM states that the addition of the wet slips and boats is expected to incrementally add to the introduction of pollutants, but notes the adherence of the marina operational procedures, which were included in the application, should lessen those impacts. They state there will be some shading impacts associated with the pier. They explain that bulkheads are generally not the preferred option for stabilizing shorelines, but that they are a logical choice in areas with restricted navigation. If possible, they recommend replacing the bulkhead in the same footprint. Finally, they state that dredging can resuspend fine sediments and impact benthic organisms and the ecological services that they provide. Where possible, they recommend zonation mooring, practice of mooring deeper vessels in typically deeper waters. That practice eliminates the need to dredge the entire facility to a consistent depth. This is a shot from across the creek. I'm standing on the new Urbana Harbor Yacht Club pier. And this is the boathouse to be extended with the commercial pier, or the concrete floating pier out in front. You'll see that there are slips underneath an elevated room at the end of the boathouse. And that room predates 1962. It's a very old pier. By letter dated May 7th, 2010, the Health Department informs us the marina is in compliance with their sanitary regulations for marinas and boat moorings. Department of Environmental Quality determined that a water protection permit would not be required because the water quality impact should be minimal and temporary. Department of Conservation and Recreation stated they do not anticipate the project will adversely affect any of their programs. They did note the applicability of the Chesapeake Bay local Chesapeake Bay Act requirements that are regulated by local government. No other state agencies commented on the proposal. Finally, the project will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground. This is the Corps of Engineers Federal Project Channel map survey. The similar to the recently approved Urbana Yachting Center piers, a portion of the proposed pier extensions will encroach on the turning basin of Urbana Creek Federal Project Channel. The Corps of Engineers, however, has reviewed the project and determined that the project satisfies the conditions for their regional permit number 19, provided the project is approved by the Commission. In their approval letter dated April 26th, the Corps notes the applicant will be responsible for removal of any portion of the pier deemed necessary by the Corps to conduct maintenance dredging. The letter also states the applicant will be responsible for removing any authorized structures should the Secretary of the Army later determine that they are causing an unreasonable obstruction to navigation. The turning basin of Urbana Creek Channel has historically been used by commercial vessels primarily accessing the old Southern States grain facility. That facility was closed several years ago and has been replaced by a commercial mixed-use waterfront development. I'll point that out. This used to be the Southern States facility here, had grain towers and offloading. Obviously, they don't bring any in there anymore. This aerial is looking upstream. This is the Urbana Harbor Yacht Club piers. You recently authorized those to be replaced, and they have been replaced with floating piers. This is the Port Urbana facility here, and the Urbana Yachting Center Marina. The marina is located within an embayment of the creek. You can see that here. And as a result, the proposed pier extension extends more than a third of the width across the waterway. Nevertheless, given the configuration and the width of the waterway, staff does not believe the pier will adversely affect navigation traversing Urbana Creek. See this with a little bit of glare on the screen. This is the approved plan view drawing of the adjacent marina, the Urbana Yachting Center Marina. This is the pier that's closest to it. This is the corner of the existing boathouse as it exists. I've zoomed in on that and superimposed the floating portion of the floating pier. There will be approximately 100 feet between the nearest portion of the pier and the proposed pier, which is similar to the distance of the existing narrow 100-foot section here. So 100-foot distance of fairway would be maintained. It appears to staff that this triangular deck area here could potentially be modified to further reduce the constriction without the loss of any of the proposed slips. Modifying the triangular deck to a simple finger pier would also reduce the temptation to temporarily moor boats along the southern end of that pier. That was an additional concern expressed by the owners of the adjacent marina. Although the proposed pier addition will extend more than a third of the width of the waterway, staff does not believe it represents a hazard to navigation, given the configuration of the creek and the existing and pending improvements on the adjoining properties. The elimination of the southern triangular deck would reduce the constriction between the applicant's pier and the piers to be constructed at the Urbana Yachting Center without the elimination of any of the proposed slips. VIMS recommends replacing the bulkhead in the same footprint as the old timber bulkhead if practical. Staff believes it would be difficult to, and more costly, to completely remove the old bulkhead and replace it in the same footprint. However, a vinyl replacement bulkhead can usually be constructed within a foot of the existing wall. Given the location of the travel lift at the head of the canal, staff believes the requested dredging depth is appropriate. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code, staff recommends approval of the project with the following special conditions: that the triangular-shaped area at the southern end of the floating pier shall be eliminated and may be replaced with a four-foot-wide finger pier. The vinyl bulkhead shall be replaced within 1 foot of the existing deteriorated timber bulkhead. We also recommend a dredging royalty in the amount of $166.50 for the dredging of 370 cubic yards at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. However, in accordance with Section 28.2-1206B of the Code, it appears the marina is exempt from the payment of the encroachment royalties. It's a long evaluation. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Chip, if you would, go ahead and explain the 28.2-1206 for the members of the audience.
Basically, that there's a provision in the code that exempts from payment commercial facilities engaged in ship repair, also in the sales of watercraft, and I believe this qualifies under those.
Thank you. Any questions for Chip, members of the commission? Thank you, Chip. Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Breeden, good morning, sir.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, sir.
I'm James Breeden from Irvington, and I represent Port Havana Yachting Center, or Rappahannock Associates, LLC. But before I start, I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge your counsel, Dave Grandis. I had the pleasure of working with his very able and successful defense of your decision in the Gwynns Island Boattail case. But whenever I work with David, it reminds me of something. His dad and I were in law school together, so I realize how much older I am. It was a pleasure to work with him.
And you notice he didn't take it easy on you because of the affiliation of his dad?
We were on the same side.
Oh, you were? Okay, great.
Side,
good. It worked out great. We think David does a great job for us, but we appreciate the comments.
This facility has been in Urbana for a long time. Many of you all may remember the late Ben Hurley at Southside Marine had this spot there for a long time. And Mr. Nykerk has described the project. I don't need to go into the details. I would point out, however, that when he talks about 238 feet, that's not channelward. That's the width, so to speak, from one end to the other as it runs along Mr. Dozier's property. It's not a going out lengthwise into the channel. We certainly fully accept the special conditions. The triangular shape at the end there is no problem. Mr. Dozier did say that he was going to talk with Mr. Nykerk and asked me to bring it to your attention that a finger pier that's 4 feet, that once it gets out of ways becomes unstable, and it might be appropriate to be 6 feet wide and you can come the other way. So it wouldn't be further encroachment, because the construction manuals and so forth say use 6 feet instead of four if there's any length to a finger pier. And the bulkhead will be replaced within 1 foot of the existing one. And I think Mr. Nykerk is absolutely correct to go in and tear the other one out and put a new one in may be causing more problems than solve. The other agencies, VIMS, has referred to marina operational procedures, which Port Havana follows. I would note that Mr. Dozier's other facility in Deltaville is a green marina program, and he's working on that same certification for this marina, not quite there yet. And I point out also the dredging is not for more slips. It creates absolutely no more slips. It's simply for the purpose of operating the travel lift, which Chip pointed out to you, and to remove some of the runoff siltation which has occurred through the years. There's a catch basin that's already there, and an additional catch basin will be constructed upland to further diminish runoff in the travel lift area. And that is, we're happy to make installation of that catch basin, part of the additional conditions. Navigation has been one of the objections, and Mr. Dozier, if he might, would like to speak to that in a moment. But I have one last point to cover, that the pier will, it says, will extend more than one-third width of the waterway. The staff has said they have no problem with that. Eliminating the triangular portion will help resolve that problem. But moreover, back in April, the Corps issued its, said this project meets Regional Permit 19, which you all are familiar with. But they put some conditions in which the applicant fully accepts, that he would have, if they had to do maintenance dredging in that area, he would have to remove any of his improvements, or if they, it's later deemed that they're hazards to navigation, he would have to remove them. But I point out also, before this application was filed, gentlemen, Mr. Dozier met with Mr. Nyker and with Mr. Adrian Jennings at the Corps and asked them how far, for suggestions, how far they should go out. And he followed their recommendations. In fact, he asked the person that drew his drawings to move it 1 foot back closer so that there would be a little room for error. I will tell you why. A number of years ago, I was working with Mr. Dozier in Deltaville, and we were 7 inches over, so we had to come back and get it resurveyed. So he learned the hard way to come back in at least a foot. There is a gentleman here, Mr. Weicker, who is prepared to speak in favor of this project, and I would, one further thing, like if I could get Mr. Nyker to put this overhead. I'm not technically to do this, as he reminded me.
You have a pointer for him, Chip?
There's a pointer on the table.
Thank you.
Up here is Port Urbana. This is the adjoining marina, which is protesting the project. As you can see, the proposed slips go right along the edge, and they do extend over the core area there, which is in the bold lines. There is a little bit of an encroachment over that. And then this is the, as approved for the adjoining project, or marina, excuse me, and then the opening is here. And then the area in white through here, we have 3 acres with 59 slips, and down here, that just to give you the scope, there's an acre and a half with 130 slips out here, so it gives you the scope of the project. But without waiting for the color, this is the area where we are, where we propose and ask for your permission to put the concrete floating pier, and it will go over slightly along here. But as the Corps says, they have no objection, and then obviously this has been approved here. And so we ask you if you would approve this project with the conditions as suggested by your staff. And if there are any questions that we can answer, either I or Mr. Dozier will be happy.
I think for the record, Mr. Breeden, staff, I looked over as far as your suggestion for the increasing from 4 foot to 6 foot would be okay with staff as far as their recommendation, because as we all know, especially if you have a little weight to you, if you get to the end of that 4 foot pier, it gets a little shaky. Any questions of Mr. Breeden by members of the commission? Thank you, Mr. Breeden. Did you have anyone else that you would like to speak to?
Mr. Dozier would like to speak to the navigational.
Is anyone else going to speak on behalf of this project? Could you both stand, raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony you provide today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. Mr. Dozier?
Yep.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
And thank you for taking the time to hear this.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to just address the issue.
State your name for the record, please.
Jack Dozier.
Thanks.
I'd like to address the issue that was raised in the protest about the navigation.
It's on.
Okay. The clubhouse, existing clubhouse, is that last white block on this drawing, and currently, if a boater wanted to, they could come right down around the face of it and make a sharp turn. It could provide a visual blockage. It hasn't been an issue that we're aware of. I'm sure, you know, a lot of boats over the years, that's been there for about 60 or 70 years, and I'm sure at some point in time, probably somebody was coming in both directions and possibly had a close call. Our feeling is, by bringing this dock out, now they have to come out around that to go in, so they're going to be about 100 feet off of that two-story clubhouse, and it should actually greatly improve any visual blockage that used to be there. The other thing I wanted to point out is that where we're going to dredge is just along the edge of that bulkhead. It's just strictly from runoff. We're not going any deeper. We're not going as deep as this area out here. But when we're mooring boats waiting to get in and out of the travel lift along this bulkhead, we're down to about 4 or 4.5 feet along there. We just need some more depth, and to take it back probably less than it was originally. We're afraid to dredge down too deep along there, along the bulkhead. We don't want to undermine anything, but we do need to clean that out. And that's the only reason for the dredging. The bulkhead is being replaced because it's rotted and just about on the verge of collapse. It actually has collapsed on the back end of the travel lift, and we've been dealing with that for the past year. Any questions?
Any questions of Mr. Dozier? Mr. Fox?
Aren't you going to have large boats down there at the corner of your of the pier that which may cause visibility problems?
Well, we could, nothing permanent there, but we have the same thing along here now. We had a 96-foot boat that was laying along here. Before that, the Miss Ann would come in there every weekend. Of course, that's no longer around. And the man with the 96-foot boat has that up in New England for sale right now. But yes, of course, there could be a boat there. But if you're up on a boat or on a flying bridge or something, you can see over that versus trying to see around the clubhouse.
Yeah, it looks better from the way you describe it.
I think it'll work better, yeah.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Dozier.
Thank you.
Mr. Weicker? State your name for the record, please, sir.
My name is Buddy Weicker, and I live in the town of Urbana. I've had a boat moored at this marina when Ben Hurley was there. I started there in 1974, and since Mr. Dozier has taken it over, he's done a good job in maintaining it. He's got a maintenance crew that looks after it, and I highly recommend that you approve this project.
Thank you, Mr. Weicker. Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Anyone here in support? Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Would you come forward, sir? Raise your right hand for me, please. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
You state your name for the record, please.
My name is Captain Andrew Moser. I'm the manager of Urbana Yachting Center. And,
good to have you here, sir.
Yes, Mr. Bowman, commissioners, thank you for your time. I request permission to approach the bench and provide you each with copies of our contested plan here.
Yes, sir.
I'll put one up in the overhead room.
Thank you. You can just provide them to me, and I'll hand them down. And you can. That's okay. We'll split them up. Make sure we got it covered.
6, 7, 8.
That ought to do it.
9.
Yep. Thank you. Chip.
Get him to yourself.
Right. Forgot about me.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Okay.
They have copies. I object to the applicant's proposal on the following grounds. The applicant's drawings include large errors regarding the location of our boathouse and its distance from the adjacent structures. The applicant's drawings show the channel between the boathouse to be in excess of 145 feet, while it is actually less than 110 feet. The drawings only show the walkway of our adjacent structure to the south and fail to show the finger piers or mooring piles. This is a misrepresentation of the available room for expansion. I would recommend the commission require the applicant to remeasure the exact distances of the exact structures, adjacent structures, as we did before our permit last year. Redo the drawings and resubmit. Regarding past commission action and necessary constraints, I read a transcript of Associate Commissioner Robbins' remarks at our January 09, number 08-1123 hearing, which became a part of our permit requirements. I would offer a substitute that we recommend staff recommendation with several modifications. One, that GDOC shall not extend channelward of the existing boathouse, and there be no mooring at the end of FDOC, FDOC being the outer pier, and GDOC being our boathouse. As these two docks refer to the two docks in our permit directly adjacent to the applicant's property, I recommend to the commission that the identical restrictions be replaced on the applicant. The floating pier shall not extend southerly, creating no further encroachment across the neighboring property. This commission has already ruled that there be no further restriction to this area, and reducing the basin from over 150 feet to 100 feet does exactly this. The applicant voiced concern over our project number 08-1123, and we modified our design voluntarily to 158 feet from his structures, and the applicant's current design makes a little effort for compromise. It should be known that the applicant's existing structures already extend 200 feet past his property line and across our property. The applicant's boathouse is the only structure amongst our Granite Urbana Creek properties that is not situated parallel or perpendicular to the waterway. Mr. Michael, put that other. Got a wider out one there. Straight down, you want? The applicant's property is this dock right here, and this is a north-south waterway, and all the other structures either follow the contour of the shore or straight out from the shore, whereas this property is extending across the front of our boathouse here. This is the property line right there, and so the additional encroachment would be well across the front of our property here. As this is a northerly southerly waterway, all structures should extend easterly westerly. The applicant's proposal extends over 100 feet in a southerly direction, creating a total of over 270 feet of encroachment across our neighboring property. I recommend to the commission that all floating structures south of the lounge deck be removed from the proposal in accordance with the accompanying drawing I've provided you. Furthermore, this commission has already ruled that there be no outboard mooring of vessels in this particular area. Therefore, I recommend to the commission that no outboard mooring be permitted on the proposed pier in the vicinity of the southernmost 110-foot T-head or its remainder after revision. In addition, no outboard mooring vessel should be permitted on the northernmost 48-foot T-head, as such vessel would encroach past the one-third setback line. The applicant's previous counsel, Mr. Simmons, spoke at our hearing that no vessel should be allowed to moor in the channel, and that, quote, any expansion in there would create additional safety hazards for coming and going, unquote. Yet this is exactly what the applicant proposes. I'd like to point out the applicant's drawing that they last put up is still not accurate as to what they're proposing. And also, we do not have 130 slips in that area. We have 88, and we're only permitted for 104. So that that point is incorrect. We do not object to the applicant demolishing his boathouse and replacing it with floating docks within the same footprint as we were doing, as this would have been in accordance with previous recent and relevant commission ruling regarding the exact area of this waterway. Meeting minutes from January 27, 2009 do no less and define the limits of the applicant's proposal. The one-third line is not only a boundary for structures, but also for vessels moored outboard of those structures. Furthermore, no encroachment towards the adjacent property to the south is permissible. In conclusion, I feel this applicant's proposal shows a clear disregard for prior commission ruling on this exact area, includes significant errors in measurement, creates egregious encroachment across our property, and fails to mitigate restriction of the waterway that will be avoided with more conservative layout.
Thank you, Captain. Any questions of Captain Moser? Members of the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here, anyone else here in opposition to the project? Mr. Breeden? To rebut?
Bowman. Your staff has been on the ground, has seen this project, has reviewed the drawings, and they have determined there is no hazard to navigation here. I ask you to listen to their expertise. That's why they're here. We believe the drawings are accurate. If your staff finds some inaccuracy, we're certainly prepared to correct that any inaccuracies and follow the drawings which your staff approves very strictly. As far as the angle issue, that facility's been there since the 30s, and it's been in the same configuration long before the boathouse of our neighbor. And as you can see from the drawing which Mr. Neikart put up at my request, our neighbor goes out considerably farther than we do into the ship's channel there, and we believe we have, with the modifications as proposed by your staff, including the removal of the triangle on the end, and we will comply with the Corps and your staff's requirements as far as navigation. We do not believe there is a hazard, and so we ask your approval with the staff's conditions as proposed.
Questions, Mr. Breeden? Thank you, Mr. Breeden. Chip, if I may?
Yes.
Just a couple of questions, and maybe the commission may have some follow-up. The issue pertaining to the measurements that has been raised. Number one, do you find that there's validity in that assertion? And number two, if there is, would that in any way change staff's recommendation or the overall approach to the project?
I wanted to go right to his drawing and see what he referenced. They were showing the slips here, which is what appeared to be what they had measured to as the 100 feet. We'd still like to see that 100 feet because we did hold them to that up in the canal, and we thought that was an appropriate number. That's what we were trying to keep them at, and we would like to see that 100 foot maintained.
Okay.
If that requires shifting things down a little bit.
Okay. The other question I have is pertaining to navigation, just so that we're clear, Corps of Engineers determines the line of navigation to the regional.
That's one of their primary roles in this was looking at navigation, and they take an extra careful look when you're dealing with the federal project channels.
Okay. Follow-up questions. Mr. Fox.
Now, you're talking about preserving 100 feet. Is that from the proposed new pier to the mooring piling?
Yes, I think it would have to go to the mooring pole.
Yeah. Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, Chip. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Schick, I'm sorry.
Yes, I propose that we approve the project as staff recommends with the change of the walkway being 6 foot wide as opposed to 4 foot wide on the end finger pier. and maintaining a 100-foot channel between their dock and the outward mooring piling of the neighbor's marina.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.